Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
We're going over to the UK now to speak to Ingrid Janssen, who became a professional home organiser after a successful 15-year international career in housekeeping and facilities management. She's done over 750 decluttering and organising projects over the past 8 years and helps people to declutter and organise their homes, offices, and also get reorganised after moving house. Welcome to the show, Ingrid.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. Thanks very much for joining us. So I'm interested, have you always been a tidy person? Is that a normal trait for you?
Yes. I think declutter professional organizers follow in two camps. They've either been always a bit messy and all over the place and have learned to be organized, or they've been very tidy, and I'm of the second one. I've always been a very tidy and organized person.
Mm. And what's the difference for you being tidy and organized in your own house compared to going into somebody else's and doing it for them? How does that feel for you?
I love it. I love helping people. I love helping putting systems together. I love helping them find the right place for things to live, because that's what a lot of times I hear. You've got this saying, a place for everything in its place. But Ingrid, I don't know where that place is. So I help them find where the places they need to put stuff so they can actually find it again. And of course, that's the great thing. My systems in my house don't always work for my clients' houses. That's why I need to work with them and talk to them and figure out how they live and where they would look for things to find out what's the best way for them to be organized.
That sounds fabulous. So it's not just a case of you coming in and tidying up, as it were. You're not only doing that, but helping them find a way to keep it that way, as opposed to calling you in 6 months' time and saying, can you come and do it all again, please?
You know, some clients find it difficult to stay on top of things, and I do go back and back again, and I help them with different projects in their houses. But tidying up and organizing are different things. Organizing is more that tidying up is just putting stuff away quickly so it looks nice and neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm.
If you organize it, you go and find and sort out cupboards, and you put like things with like, and you put cutlery with cutlery and plates with plates and Tupperware with Tupperware, instead of having, for example, in your kitchen, Tupperware in four different places, and when you want to look for it, you can't find it. So having an organizing session with me, it means that you create categories. You decide within each category what's staying and what's going. So you declutter, and then you organize. Where is the best place for this to live in my house? So I can find it again, and I don't have to buy it again and again and again. So you save money, and you save time. And I think that's, I think, one of the big things. People save a lot of time if they start to live a more organized life. And that's, of course, very interesting, and that's what I love.
Yeah. Do you ever get sort of frustrated with people? I mean, you must be very patient going into houses where some of the time, I guess, it's complete chaos. Do you not think, oh, how do people live like this?
My children would not say I would be a patient person, but I think I use all my patience with my clients. I think it's always circumstances that create clutter in people's homes. It can be loads of different reasons. So I never get frustrated with my clients. I'm more like, okay, and I want to look forward. I want to go, okay, where are we going from here? We know it's chaotic. We know it's a bit messy, but let's move forward. Where are we going to work towards? And I think that's a much more positive look than constantly thinking, oh my gosh, how did it all happen this way? Loads of reasons why people get cluttered. It can be a depression, it can be a bereavement, it can be just general overwhelm, it can be lots of children in a couple of years' time. The reasons are endless, but I look more towards how can we work on this and how can we move you to a better place so you get out of that chaotic state. And I think that's very interesting. And decluttering and organizing is a lot more about what's going on in people's heads and people's hearts than the clutter itself. That's more the symptom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I suppose for a lot of people, if, you know, there is a lot of clutter, it can be really difficult to know where to start because it just seems like such a massive job and a massive task. And as you say, if people don't know where things are supposed to live, where the proper home is, then the whole thing just becomes overwhelming. With you not living in the house and, you know, having even less of an idea where things are supposed to live, I suppose, where do you start?
Well, that's an excellent question because the thing is that people who are very cluttered kind of go, right, this weekend I'm going to spend the whole weekend tidying up and organizing and decluttering. And they get completely overwhelmed because the task is just too big. So what is very important is to break down the task in small, manageable chunks. So for example, if this weekend you think I'm going to sort out my wardrobe and I'm going to sort out my bedroom, instead of kind of going all the way out and after 2 hours looking around going, oh my goodness, it's even worse than when I started. Start small. Start with your t-shirts or your socks or your shoes or your jewelry. Get it all together and then make decisions. Right, what do I love? What do I wear all the time? What are the things that I use that really that are practical and that I like? And you will know inside from you, you know which ones you never wear and which ones never get to see the light of day. And we wear 80%, 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. So you know the tops that never get out of that wardrobe. Let them go. Let them go to charity. Let somebody else enjoy them. And you will free up some space. And it will feel like a very big mountain in the beginning. But if you nibble away at it and maybe do one drawer, one cupboard at a time over a couple of weeks or even maybe sometimes even a couple of months, you will slowly but surely see the difference. Of course, when you hire a professional organizer, you will see a lot of change in a couple of hours because we're specialized in what we do. And like you said, I've done 750 jobs over the years, so I know where stuff could live in a house and what the right place is. So my eye is trained to see, hey, there's a cupboard there that would be perfect for so-and-so. So I, of course, that's where my experience comes in. But you can definitely start yourself, but keep it small.
And do you have to have when you're going to someone's house, do they need to be sort of with you the whole time? Because if you're making homes for things, presumably you need to discuss it with them. Is it very much a collaborative effort?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I've chosen this job. I love working with people. So for me, I know there are organizers that do projects by themselves and tidy up and organize when the client is not here, but that's not how I work. I work with my clients. We work together, and we basically go through every item, and we're deciding of every item, is it staying? Is it good enough? or is it going? And indeed, I talk to them, where would you look for this? Where does it make sense for you to start finding this, these things if you need it? And that's how you collaboratively work through a project. And you can do a massive amount. My sessions are about 4 hours, and you can get a lot done. People, most of my clients underestimate how long it takes to get organized, but they are always very pleasantly surprised how much you can do in 4 hours. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I bet. And also, you must come across a lot of people that are holding on to sentimental items, either that from their own past, maybe their own childhood, maybe if parents or loved ones have passed on and they're keeping items of them. I bet a lot of people have a lot of stuff that they feel they need to hang on to, but at the same time, they really don't know where to put it. They don't necessarily want it out on a surface. But at the same time, having boxes and boxes of stuff in storage can also be a real pain.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Storage is a very, very expensive solution. I mean, storage can be great if you are in the middle of a house move and you're going from one property to the next, or you're doing a rebuild of a property. Then storage can work really well as a temporary solution. But if there's a storage unit that's chock-a-block of boxes and nobody's looked in it for 15 years, then it's very expensive and it can really, really add up in the cost. And I agree with you, sentimental items is the hardest category to do. So I always advise my clients, if you want to start decluttering and organizing, don't start with the sentimental items and the photos, because that's the hardest.
Yeah.
Start easier. Start maybe in your kitchen or in your with your clothes or your books. It's different for everyone what's easy. Some of my clients find books the hardest, while others find clothes the hardest. So it depends on your personality and what it is that you love.
Mm.
Having said that, if you love something, it stays in your house. But I think it is very important that if you declutter sentimental items, gather them together first. I've seen it with my client. Her dad passed away. She had things of him scattered all over her place. And she was like, everything we found from her dad, we keep. And I said, all right, let's assign one drawer and we're going to put everything that we find from him in there. And then at one point she went, wow, I did not realize I had so much of him. And there's loads of stuff here that means nothing to me. But we did find his picture with the Queen and we did find his medal from the war. And those are the things that were important to her. And then we displayed and she loves and we put the photo in a frame and she enjoys it every day now. So... I love working as an organizer.
Oh, it's so nice to find something. We were talking about this yesterday. I had a student in who's just graduated, and we were talking about the importance of finding something that you're good at, that you're also passionate about. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I make a difference in my clients' lives on a daily basis, and. I've been doing this with so much fun, and I laugh a lot with my clients as well. And of course, you know, occasionally a tear will fall because decluttering can be very emotional and it can be really hard sometimes. But you have to build it up slowly. And I always talk about a decluttering muscle. If you haven't decluttered in a long time, you can't go cold turkey overnight and just ruthlessly start making decisions. You have to build that up. It's like trying to train for a sporting event. You don't start by doing the 10K all in one go. You start by walking around the block and thinking, okay, I can do this. And this is the same with decluttering. You start small and you build it up gradually, and then you get really, really good results. And it's so nice to be able to see what you love and have the stuff out that you really appreciate and not having so much all the time. And that's okay. And I think because we're so used to shopping all the time, I'm really trying to teach my clients, if they buy a little bit better quality, they don't have to replace stuff all the time because it gets broken. And also to teach them, you already have what you want to buy again. So why are you buying it again? You don't need it. It's okay. And, you know, paperwork of all things is the most time consuming. So it might not be the hardest for some people, but paperwork is the most time consuming of it all. So if I can give your listeners one tip, open your post daily, recycle these envelopes. Everything with an address needs shredding and needs to be destroyed. And immediately put it in a to-file pile or a to-do pile, but do that on a daily basis because you will save yourself a lot of agony later.
Yeah, that is great advice. Lots of great advice. Thank you so much, Ingrid. If people want to get in touch with you, there's lots of information on your website, and obviously they can get in touch by there. What, just remind us of your website.
It's organizeyourhouse.co.uk, and you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. I've got a great video on YouTube about how to fold a fitted sheet. So that's always gives people the giggles, but their linen cupboard really makes a massive improvement if you fold a fitted sheet the right way. And I'm everywhere. So please reach out and connect with me. I would be love to see you.
Fantastic. Ingrid, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to chat with you.
Thanks, Hannah. Have a great day, everyone. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem. Thanks very much, Ingrid. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.